Hey everyone, welcome back to ADHD, but make it spiritual. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and today we're diving into something super important. Creating a safe space for our mental health. You know, that place where our thoughts can flow freely, our emotions feel seen and understood, and we can just be ourselves without judgment. It's not always easy to build that sanctuary within ourselves, especially when the world feels like it's constantly bombarding us with noise and expectations. But trust me, creating this safe space is crucial for our well-being, especially if you're rocking the ADHD brain wiring. Because let's be real, sometimes those thoughts can feel like a runaway train, and emotions. Well, they can come crashing down faster than a toddler with a tantrum. So how do we actually build this mental haven? Here are five things to keep in mind. 1. Practice radical self-acceptance. This one is huge. It's about accepting all parts of yourself, the good, the messy, the bits you'd rather hide under a blanket. You know that feeling when you have a thought in your brain goes, oh, no, that's not allowed. Well, time to throw those self-imposed rules out the window. Embrace your quirks, your struggles, your everything. 2. Silence the inner critic. That voice in your head constantly putting you down? Yeah, that needs a serious timeout. You wouldn't talk to your best friend like that, right? So why treat yourself with such harshness? Challenge those negative thoughts and reframe them into something more compassionate. Remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, starting with your own. 3. Make time for mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind is running a marathon while your body's stuck in slow motion? Mindfulness is your secret weapon to hit the pause button. Even 5 minutes of deep breathing or focusing on your senses can make a world of difference. It's like hitting reset on your mental system, giving yourself a chance to breathe and recharge. 4. Find your tribe. We're social creatures, right? Surrounding yourself with supportive people who understand you, the good, the bad, the ADHD tastic, is essential. They can offer a listening ear, a shoulder to cry on, or just someone to laugh with. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. 5. Celebrate your wins. Big or small, every victory deserves recognition. Did you manage to get out of bed today? That's a win. Did you tackle that task you've been avoiding? High five. Celebrate those moments because they build momentum and remind you of your strength. Ever feel like your mind is playing a chaotic game of ping pong? You know, 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next you're tripping over your own feet. That's totally normal, especially with ADHD. I remember there was this time I had to give a presentation at work, something I usually handle like a champ. But this time, my brain decided to throw a tantrum, playing every embarrassing moment from my childhood on repeat. My palms were sweating, my heart was racing, and I swear I could hear crickets chirping in the silence. But then I took a deep breath, remembered that self-compassion mantra I've been practicing because, hey, even Laura Bennett has off days, and reminded myself I've got this. I ended up delivering the presentation with more energy than usual because that initial fear transformed into fuel. The point is, creating a safe space for your mental health isn't about being perfect or magically erasing those challenges. It's about building resilience, learning to navigate the ups and downs with kindness and understanding. Remember, you are not defined by your struggles, you are defined by how you choose to rise above them. So keep practicing self-love, build that mental haven, and don't be afraid to shine your light. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on creating a safe space for your mental health in the comments below. What strategies have worked for you? And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode of ADHD, but make it spiritual.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.